Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our current events update and then our study in Acts chapter 15, verses 12 through 21, titled, To Take Out of Them a People for His Name. The conclusion of this two-part message can be found at BBFOhio.com. As we now begin, this is part one of two.
Our current events update. Israel is still at war, no surprise there. Today is the 24th. We have five Sundays in March, so next Sunday will be the fifth. This is day 170 since the October 7th attacks. 134 hostages remain, official count, and there's no deal in sight. The headlines say that Israel and Hamas continue indirect hostage talks in Qatar. It's indirect because that's how far apart they are. If they ever get close, they'll start talking about them being direct. And as the headline says, amid reports of wide gaps, it basically comes down to Hamas has always, whether it's any of those terrorist organizations over there, Fatah, the PLO, all of them, and they every time they would take hostages or have prisoners, they would exchange them at like 50 to 1. And they would never give them all over. They would trickle it out and get what they could. And, well, you know, to their credit, it worked. So you can't blame them for trying. But this time is different. At least for 170 days now, it's been different. And Netanyahu, as the leader there in Israel, is dealing with this in a way that the world has never seen Israel do since Yom Kippur in 1973. The IDF says 480 of 800 detained suspects at Shifa Hospital are Hamas or Islamic Jihad members. They were criticized for their attack on that hospital, but they're saying more than half of the people that they've detained are directly known to be part of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. So Israel continues to dismantle Hezbollah to the north as well. And this is just one of the videos you'll see. Gone. Just like that. And there's another one. This is I think both of them are like three stories plus basement and probably a tunnel underneath, you know. And they were filled with Hamas and Hamas-friendly terrorists, and they split hell wide open. So in the meantime, I just thought you'd be interested in this, that life does go on in Israel. You know, they're not all hunkered down and waiting for the end of the war. And Purim, some of you remember Purim?
Yep.
Esther, that's right. That continues in spite of the war, and this is a little news segment on that, just a short clip.
How is Israel celebrating Purim this year when the nation is at war? Well, there are some special rules, both official and unofficial, that are being set. First off, it is forbidden to dress up as Hamas's leader in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar. In fact, any panic-inducing costume, according to Israel's education ministry, is banned this year in schools. However, after October 7th, there has been an increase in demand for costumes of security and rescue forces for Purim. Also, this year there will be stricter enforcement operations against firecrackers, explosives, and fireworks. One reason for this is to prevent triggering soldiers who have PTSD. Purim is a holiday that is meant to celebrate the victory of good over evil. And this year, despite the war, the Purim festivities will go on, just a bit differently.
So you might have noticed that as in America, Canada, and the UK, Israeli holidays are not quite what they were originally meant to be. Some of those masks and things and some of the things they do. And you're talking about more than 80% of the people over there don't even claim to believe in God. So the way they've secularized all the holidays, and some of the holidays are like this one. It's almost borders on what we see around on Halloween around here. But it's just like 9/11. I remember after 9/11, that it was a month later, 6 weeks later, and the costumes being worn by all the little trick-or-treaters were so much nicer. They were all about firemen and police officers and different things like that, superheroes, kind of like that. Then compared to the last time we had it here, and you'd see all these little devils and and I don't know what's coming around. And then we had at least two almost adults who were boys dressed up in like drag, you know, trick-or-treating, that kind of thing. In times of war, it's just amazing how people, you know, will kind of shape up a little bit for a while, but it's reminds me of when Jesus said that you clean it out, and then the one spirit leaves and comes back with seven times more, you know. That's what's happened. We were a much better, more decent country before 9/11 than we are now. So it's just what Jesus said has happened to our country. In the meantime, pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the map inflamed remains. I want that image in your mind as you think about Israel and pray for them. They shall prosper that love thee. And we'll say more about that each service until it's over, which I hope ends up with the rapture. The latest culture battle, how many of you might have heard of this? Planet Fitness. Some of you, your fitness plan is fitness pizza in my mouth. That's your that's your plan of fitness. But this is Planet Fitness. It's a place, it's a workout complex, basically, all kinds of things about working out and everything. And it's been given over to Sodom for a long time. They've promoted actually what is now a big deal. They've been actually doing this all over the country in Planet Fitness places. But it hit the headlines. And so not the Mockingbird mainstream media, but headlines of conservative and other patriot groups and everything. Just in Columbus, there are 15 locations. We have one over there on the way home, Bethel. And but in Alaska, this is what happened. And this is the latest culture war. That dude is standing in the women's shower, and he's claiming he's a woman, and he's shaving. And so he's standing there shaving, and this woman to the left is going, well, I'll show you the video, but she protested a man standing there shaving with, among others, underage girls walking around freaking out and trying to cover themselves with this man in their shower.
Good day. I just wanted to say I just came out of Planet Fitness, and there is a man shaving in a women's bathroom. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman. But I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom. All right. I just thought I'd say it out loud.
Amen.
See, and she actually is much softer on that than I would be. And I think most of you would be, too. You know, she's saying, well, he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. But technically, under law, he does. Under the law, if he wants to walk around, call himself a woman and wear dresses, he's allowed to do that. I think that's what she was trying to express. And we do love those people. We don't want to see them come to harm, but we love the women and the little girls, and we don't want them to be harmed. And so that's what she's trying to express. And so 2 days later, they revoked that woman's membership because of her posting that video. The woman who exposed the man shaving in an Alaska Planet Fitness women's locker room with a 12-year-old present just had her membership revoked. And so then, I don't know what day was that. It was then the next day after her membership was revoked, libs of TikTok come out and said, wow, Planet Fitness is standing by their decision to allow men in women's locker rooms. And then they have screenshots that we won't take time to look at. But they have policies that actually allow men in female spaces. So, like I said, this is not new. This has been going on for a while. But this woman having her membership revoked has hit the attention of a lot of people, the same people who canceled Bud Light, by the way. And I know all of you in here are boycotting Bud Light, I'm sure. But that's what they come back later and said, this isn't the first time that Planet Fitness has been caught up in a controversy like this. A man in Georgia exposed himself to a minor. I mean, exposed himself. That's a crime. And he had reportedly done it before. And they didn't do anything about it because he claims to be a woman. He is a reprobate. They are just as wicked and insane.
Yeah, they are too.
I mean, that is just sick. And then, wow, this is March 18th. This isn't the first time. And then they show the man, transgender woman at center of claims Planet Fitness terminated another woman's membership because she complained a man was in the locker room. And if you look at the date, that goes back to 2015. Some of us in this room might not even been alive then. How old is they? Yeah. I mean, that's how long it's been going on. I love the term Mockingbird mainstream media. You look up the Mockingbird media thing with the CIA going back to the 60s. And there's a close up. That's the ugliest woman on the planet. And I get in trouble every once in a while, but these guys will post their pictures and they want people to, and people will go in there and say, oh, I think you look wonderful. And I'll go in there and say, if you were a woman, you'd be the ugliest woman on the planet. They just need to understand that is not pretty, let alone wicked and insane. So there's the CEO, the guy to the right. And the good news is just since this started, Planet Fitness has lost $400 million of their value. But what are they doing? They're doubling down. New York Post reported that they actually now have a assigned worker, staffer, who walks around with this guy to make sure he is comfortable. Who cares about the women and the children, the young girls? The staffer walks around to make sure the pervert is comfortable. That's liberalism. That's the left wing. That's the Democrat Party. That's progressives in the Republican Party. That's the National Education Association educating your children. That's Nickelodeon. That's MTV. That's ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. That's all of them. They're all a bunch of wicked reprobates. Nuts. Yeah, he's weird looking because he's a man. That's a weird looking woman because he's a man. And then you have this guy. It represents the kind of people who are responding. He canceled his membership and explained. But listen to what happened when he did.
So I just left, canceled my membership. I went in, and the lady who helped me out, she was new. She was in training. She got to the point where she asked the reason why I was canceling it. And I informed her about the Alaska situation and the Planet Fitness non-discrimination policy and how they sided with the man in the bathroom and they canceled, revoked the lady's membership in Alaska. And she's like, I never heard of that. And I can believe it because she's new to Planet Fitness. But what got me was when it got to the point where she had to put in the reason for the cancellation. She asked the manager what she should put in there, and she told him what I had said. He said, well, we can't put that. And they put a different reason in there to justify my cancellation. So not only is Planet Fitness siding with the trans non-discrimination thing, but now they're covering it up instead of admitting what they did was wrong. They hid the reason why I canceled my membership. Doesn't matter. I'm no longer a member. They're no longer going to get another penny of my money, and I hope every one of you do the same thing. We gotta protect our women. We gotta stop letting the 1% take over. Take a stand. It's time.
Amen. So after seeing this, other people, including Libs of TikTok, they called and asked about their bathroom policy, and they discovered that they're instructing employees to lie to customers and say that the whole story is fake. And in addition to that, as we've come to expect, before I move on to that, I also found out that this guy isn't the exception, he's the rule. So what they're going to pretend is that very few people are quitting over that issue because they're not writing it down as the reason. They're putting the reason as something, anything, and not that. So it'll be, the facts, again, don't matter. It'll be distorted, and it'll be reported that way probably in Yahoo News and MS News and all these sources that'll say, you know, Planet Fitness hit by, you know. And they're not going to blade it on Bidenomics, you know that. So I don't know what they're going to come up with. The war in Israel is probably what the cause is, you know. Or climate change. Climate change, that's probably what it is. And as we've come to expect, though, this is what I wanted to end with on this. Planet Fitness is complicit in grooming kids as well. Yeah. I mean, they're perverting kids and violating children by having naked men show their penis in front of little girls and that sort of thing. That's already happening. But they have a partnership with a project funded by the Sodomites called It Gets Better. It does not. But they want the children, the young people who understand the loneliness of sin, they understand the loneliness of that lifestyle, and they want them to think, just hold on, it'll get better. I got news for you, it does not get better. As you get older in that lifestyle, you do more drugs. It may not be, they have a higher percentage of people in that community, the LGBTQ, whatever. They do more drugs than the mainstream community. But they also have a higher level of people on psychiatric drugs in order to get them through life. Well, the thing is, especially those psycho drugs, the psych meds, they cause homicide and suicide. And that's why most of the mass shooters are on those drugs. Go look it up. Most of the mass killers here in this country have been on psych meds. And the reason why the suicide rate is going through the roof. And why among young people, it's become, I think, the number two killer, or maybe now it's number one. Because that group, I showed you the statistics of how many of them claim to be LGBT. And they're having their breasts removed, they're going on hormone therapy, all of which are irreversible. And a lot of them wake up and realize they didn't really want to do that, and it's too late. You take an axe and cut your arm off at the elbow, you'll never get that arm back. The same thing's true with all these things they're mutilating these kids with. So there you go. Be informed, pray accordingly. Amen?
Amen.
All right. To take out of them a people for his name. That's taken right out of our text, as we'll see. But we pick up in Acts chapter 15 where James, the brother of Jesus, will explain God's will regarding Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And so beginning of verse 12, I'm going to have you read the, I'm going to have you read the odd with me. I'll start in verse 12. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Amen? So that's our text where Paul and Barn introduce the topic, and then James expounds further. That's what's happening in our text. He starts with God's purpose. We'll see that in verses 12 through 14. And then he puts God's purpose in context of God's overall plan. We'll see that in verse 15 through 18. And then we're going to see what I've called godly practice. In light of the truth, what are we supposed to do? So we pick up after Peter has given a full report. That was in our previous study. Peter has spoken. This is a council of the apostles. That would have been amazing if somebody would have had their smartphone there and recorded this. Been nice to be able to see that, wouldn't it? So Peter's talked, and then we come to Paul and Barnabas here in verse 12. As we read, then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul. The audience here are the apostles and leaders in the church in Jerusalem. And it says, what did Paul and Barnabas talk about? Well, they're talking to Jews. So what does it say? Declaring what miracles and wonders God wrought among the Gentiles by them. Why did they talk about the miracles? You have to remember, this is the evidence required by the Jew to believe such a thing is of God. If they just said, well, a bunch of Gentiles are believing, you know, the apostles, these Jewish apostles would have said, okay, well, what else can you tell me? But then you tell them what has been going on and all these miracles happening. And that is what the Jew looks for as the kind of signature of God on an event. You remember we've quoted this a number of times, 1 Corinthians 1:22. For the Jews, what?
Require a sign.
And the Greeks seek after wisdom. So what did you see throughout history? How did Moses convince them that he was sent from God? Threw down the rod. The rod turns into a snake, picks it back up, it's back to being a rod. All the different miracles that they saw that didn't seem to affect them. It's just kind of amazing. But they did believe that Moses was sent by God, at least for a time. And then they'd rebel and God would give somebody leprosy. And then they'd go, oh, okay, we believe you. You know, that's how God dealt with them. But that's the way it is throughout the Old Testament. And then when Jesus came, why did people start to follow him? He started making the blind to see, the lame to walk. But it all started when he turned water into grape juice. And it, some of you get it. But he turned the water into wine at a wedding. How do you do that? Who else could do that? Yeah. So that's how his confirmation of his messianic credentials was two things, the miracles, and he fulfilled these prophecies like we talked about in Sunday school in Isaiah 50. So that's what happened here. In addition to the signs, which Paul and Barnabas have been explaining to the apostles, this also meets the requirement in the law repeated by Jesus. Look what it says. Jesus says this. He's quoting Moses, and Moses was quoting Jesus in the first place. Matthew 18:16, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. So you have the requirement of the signs, and you have two or three witnesses. Who? Peter? Paul? Barnabas, there you go. You got your requirements for accepting that what's happening with the Gentiles is of God. And so having established the testimony of Gentile inclusion into the church, then we see James come along here in verses 13 and 14. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon, is reference to Peter, hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles. What's the rest of that verse say? To take out of them a people for his name. And that's, he's telling the purpose of God. He's stating it, but that is the purpose of this whole dispensation we're in now. That's why we tell you what's going on when it comes to things like politics, because it's related to morality, which is biblical. It's related to prophecy, current events, and everything going on. You know, otherwise, you know, politics would not matter to us as Christians much. I mean, we as citizens, but in the church services, we wouldn't talk about things that are political. But, you know, when you make killing a baby political, sorry, we're talking about politics now. If you've made it political, it's still murder. It's immoral. It's wicked. When you start talking about confiscating guns, when Jesus Christ commanded his followers to have weapons in Luke 22:36 for self-defense purposes, and when you start trying to take God out of our lives and God out of the school system, whenever the founding fathers who wrote the First Amendment...